This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Glad that you all survived St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully all.
I'm sad. I'm sad for our friend Tony Hobson and his team. A banked-in 25-footer. Are you kidding me, Ozarks? Are you kidding me? That makes me sad. They perennially get to this point in this tournament, and they have found, you know what, they've had their share of success. And when you get down this far, you're playing another very, very talented team. And to get beat the way they did in double overtime, just a sad, sad way to end the season. And as many good memories they'll take from this season, that sting is going to last a long, long time. Just sucks for them. It really sucks.
Well, they were down 10. They came back. Two plays, one at the end of regulation, one at the end of overtime. The banked in three coming at the end of the first overtime. 79-75, double overtime, national semifinals. And Hastings is finished up for the season at 30-6. Ozarks will now take on Northwestern of Iowa in the championship game. And everybody's saying Northwestern will roll this one because they beat Morningside 93-69. They've got the player of the year in Deb Remedy. So Northwestern, even though they're not the number one, it is number one and number two, though. It is one versus two. In the final poll, they actually did make it through the tournament, and that doesn't happen very often here in this championship.
Deb Remedy been there like 7 years.
Yeah, she's ready to go. She's ready to move on. Also, speaking women's basketball, Nebraska gets into the tournament last night with a number eight seed. They will play Xavier 11 o'clock Easter Sunday. By the way, that is this Sunday, Easter, by the way. 11 in the morning, Easter Sunday, ESPN2, Nebraska against the Atlantic 10 Conference Tournament champion, Xavier, and then the winner will get
in Maryland.
Oh, yeah, and the winner will get Maryland in College Park coming up on Tuesday.
Doug, I think an eight seed is, that, I think, about what you could expect from this team. I think after they get bowed out to Kansas, you know, one of those deals, the bitter taste is still in your mouth. You could have saw them actually drop down, I think, to a 9 or a 10. So I think they got to be relatively satisfied. Of course, obviously, if you get past Xavier, the Maryland Terrapins probably await as they get to face Coppin State. But I think you're happy with that seed if you're Connie Yori in the ladies. Are you not?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's as good as I think they were going to get. This is almost one of those cases where, yeah, maybe a 10's better. I look at the big picture. 8-9, tough to beat a number one. It's just tough to beat a number one. Very tough.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. Well, you know, go on the road and do that, and it's been a long time since we've had success in this tournament. But you know what? Before we get into too much talk about Connie Yore and your team, I think we need to focus our attention on the men's tournament, the teams coming to Omaha. And that's why we're pleased to be joined by Brady McCullough from the Kansas City Star. And he joins us right now. Brady, how are you this morning?
Hey, doing great, guys.
All these Kansas people heading this way. What in the world? Did you expect this when the brackets came out? Everybody knew Kansas was probably coming to Omaha. Did you think K-State would be tagging along?
Brady, you still there?
I think we've lost Brady. Let's go ahead and make contact with him. I think he's on his way, probably on his cell phone. We'll try him again. So much for that. Good job.
What's wrong? What's wrong? You're in a story.
What? I didn't say a word. Nebraska baseball against Arkansas this afternoon. Glad to have Dave Van Horn on the show yesterday. Just again want to thank all the folks down at Cunningham's for their hospitality. I think everybody had a lot of fun yesterday and look forward to doing it again. But Nebraska-Arkansas baseball. Brady McCullough does join us once again from the Kansas City Star. Brady, I was going to say, did you expect that K-State to be tagging along with Kansas, who we were pretty sure was coming to Omaha for this tournament?
Oh, no, that was unbelievable news. I mean, for us, we obviously cover both teams pretty heavily, and now we're just sending an army of people up to Omaha. It makes our travel schedule and everything a lot easier, and I'm sure that's going to add just a whole new level of intrigue to the tournament up there.
Brady, I think a lot of people are wondering, when the other teams play, will they be rooting for Kansas, the Kansas State fans, and vice versa?
Oh, no, Kansas State fans will be rooting against Kansas, that's for sure. And I can't imagine, I'm not sure what the Kansas fans will do about K-State, but of course, the Kansas fans are all falling in love with this idea that this is 1988 all over again. And, if you remember 88, they had to beat K-State to get to the Final Four. So I think they'll have that in the back of their head and say, oh, well, if K-State wins, well, that just means that it's destiny that KU's going to beat them in the Elite Eight.
And, of course, we talked a little bit about this on the show yesterday. That whole Danny Manning and the Miracles thing started in Nebraska, although it was Lincoln. Then it went on to Pontiac, Michigan. This year it's Detroit. So a lot of the things are the same, but let's face it, that was 20 years ago in Kansas. What were they, a 6 seed, an 8 seed back then? You're a number 1 seed coming into this one.
Yeah, that was a 6-seeded team who had, you know, was 12-8 at one point in the season, and it was really, you know what, has a lot more similarities with Kansas State than KU this year. I mean, one, the kind of the one-man show, and it's a matter of whether the role players can do enough around him to get it done. That was Danny Manning, and you know, this year Kansas is a much, much different team and just a much more talented team, and a team that you would think has a much better shot, especially given what I think is one of the easier brackets to make it through to San Antonio.
Brady, is there a weakness in this Kansas team? I mean, they come to Nebraska, and we've obviously had the bitter opportunity to face them 3 times and never get a favorable result. There just does not seem to be a weakness.
There are definitely weaknesses. It's a streaky shooting team. You saw how good they looked this weekend when they were making shots. When they don't make shots like that, when they're not hitting from three, it can be pretty brutal, offensively. At that point, that's when it's crucial that they find a way to get the ball inside to Darrell Arthur and Darnell Jackson and Sasha Kahn. But sometimes they lose their identity and they just offensively, that's something to watch. Are the shots falling? If they aren't, are they aware of that enough to start going inside and using their talented big men?
What have you found out about Portland State, and is there any reason to even give any worry to that first game, or do we look straight ahead to the second game?
Well, the 16, of course, has never beaten a 1, and I certainly don't think this Kansas team is a 1 seed that could lose to a 16. There's too big of a gap in talent, and that's eventually gonna win out here. I mean, the Portland State team. One interesting little factoid about them is their best player is a 5'6" point guard. Now, how that's gonna play out, I'm not sure. I mean, you guys have watched Cookie Miller this year, and you know, I don't know what you guys think of Cookie, but he doesn't exactly. Didn't exactly have any big games against Kansas, so that's an indication right there of the type of team we're looking at.
Brady McCullough from the Kansas City Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brady, when you look at this team and compare great Kansas teams of the past, and you go back to probably the one Roy Williams had that the title eluded him, can you compare and contrast those two teams?
Well, you know, I wasn't around then, but I think this team's actually better and deeper. I think that team had Pierce and LaFrance and Jacques Vaughn and Scott Pollard, a real nice role player. But this team, as far as talents, is 7 deep. This is a 7 deep team. Sasha Kahn and Sharon Collins, coming off the bench in 6 and 7, would start for probably 90% of the teams in the country. Sharon Collins, probably 95. Actually, maybe even 99. I mean, I can't imagine another team that Sharon Collins wouldn't be starting on. So, And, of course, his role is increasing with each game. So it's hard to look at him like a bench player at this point anyway.
Brady, what's the feel down there in Kansas? We talked yesterday. I think the Midwest is just slightly tougher than the East as the toughest region in the NCAA tournament. Your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, actually, I think the East, that is an unbelievable region. I look at the North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisville. Those are three teams that love to run and gun and have the talent to get up and down the floor. And those games are going to be a blast to watch. I'll be very frustrated if we don't see Louisville, Tennessee, and then the winner against North Carolina. You know, as far as the Midwest, when I looked at it, I think that just the teams themselves, I thought it was the weakest region. I think Georgetown is very beatable. They've shown that this year. Wisconsin is in a weak Big Ten, and they don't have a true scorer. I mean, but the thing is, for Kansas, relating to Kansas's ability to get through, is Georgetown and Wisconsin, if they make it, one of those teams makes it to the Elite Eight, they play that kind of slow, methodical, muck-it-up style that can give Kansas trouble and gave Kansas trouble last year against UCLA. Those are good defensive teams. They're going to slow the game down, and that is somewhat of a concern when I look at the Elite Eight matchup if it's one of those teams.
Yeah, that's what makes the brackets fun. He thinks it's the easiest. I think it could be the toughest. I don't know.
Wisconsin, by the way, won the Big Ten shooting 40.4% throughout that tournament. So not a good shooting team. It's a defensive game. They're going to try and beat you 28-24. Which is a very, very ugly, ugly game. Kansas doesn't want to get into that. Anyway, have you noticed a change in Bill Self's demeanor heading into this tournament?
I think that there's, this is only my first year as the full-time beat writer. Last year I was just coming on at the end, so I don't have too much of a frame of reference for that question, but I do think that he's got a confidence with this team. I think this is a team that he thinks is very possibly the best team he's ever coached, and he's coached some really good ones at Illinois, and even he has a love for one of the teams that he coached at Tulsa. This collection of players, I think there's an urgency around this season and this tournament to get it done, and also to get it done for Bill Self. The players want to get him to a Final Four. I mean, he's 0-4 in the Elite Eight, and eventually you know he's going to get in a Final Four, and it certainly looks like this is the year. And there's that urgency right now.
Hey, Brady, before we let you get out of here, Brady McCullough from Kansas City Star joins us. We've been hearing in Omaha about ticket prices, and with Kansas and Kansas State coming up and the state of Nebraska getting a chance for the first time really in 20 years to go see an NCAA regional here, what's it like trying to get a ticket down there, even though I know you don't have to worry about that? I assume there's been some stories about it.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is going to be just how much, with especially with a Big 12 feel at this regional, how much the Nebraska people are going to be willing to give up the tickets. I think that a lot of these people are probably Creighton season ticket holders and, you know, people like that. And let's think about Creighton. Those aren't people that really need an extra $300. I mean, they're going to want to go watch these games. I mean, these are going to be you got OJ Mayo and the USC group against K-State. I mean, that's probably the marquee game of the first round of the tournament. I mean, this is a great regional, and I really it'll be interesting to see how many local Nebraskans are the ones filling the seats, or whether KU or K-State are willing to pay such a dollar that they're willing to give up seats to a marquee game like that.
Brady McCullough from the Kansas City Star. Brady, thanks so much for the time. You take Mayo or you take Beasley? Who wins that game?
Oh, USC wins that game. You got one team going up, one team going down, and USC's got more talent spread out across its team than K-State.
You've been listening to our show. That's what I've been saying.
Beasley's ready to go pro, huh? I mean, he's just ready to get out of there.
Yeah, well, I mean, he won't say that, but yeah, that's obviously the deal. But I think Beasley wants to win. I don't think that's an issue. I just don't think he's got enough around him, and I think you've got Tim Floyd. I mean, that guy's what an experienced coach compared to Frank Martin, who's coaching in this first NCAA tournament. I don't know if you guys watched the end of that K-State game that they lost to Texas A&M, but the way they finished that game was, I mean, what happened in the huddle before they walked on the court the last play?
Exactly.
How many people think he may be the coach of the fish out of water in this tournament, and Frank Martin? Thanks so much for the time, Brady.
No problem, guys.
Take care. Brady McCullough, Kansas City Star. We'll see him in Omaha coming up later on the program. Elton Alexander from Cleveland, going to talk about the golden flashes at Kent State. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk UNLV basketball with Steve Karp from Las Vegas. Daddy Karp.
That's our guy, Las Vegas Review Journal. The guy's covered it all. He followed the Rebels for 19 years. Now he's kind of, now he's a national basketball writer, so we'll kind of get his overall thoughts on the tournament as well.
Well, I know he listens to our show all the time, the host of Unsportsmanlike Conduct, Kevin Kugler. He will be calling the Final Four right here on ESPN Radio. He's calling, obviously, the Omaha region, but he gets the call of the Final Four of the national championship game on radio. That's outstanding in his first year getting to go through the realms here with Westwood, and he gets the call. That's great. So, Kugler, great job, and we'll be able to hear him throughout the tournament. All the NCAA tournament games right here on ESPN Radio. They'll start with the early game. They'll bounce around to our regional games. You'll be hearing the best games. You'll be hearing the best finishes. The NCAA tournament starting tonight with Coppin State and Mount St. Mary's. And don't forget, coming up today, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I wonder if it'll be about college basketball. I don't know. Let's take a break. We'll be back after this.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Your link to everything Hastings is hastingslink.com. Set your homepage to hastingslink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's hastingslink.com. Hastingslink.com. Your link to Hastings.
March Madness means it's time again for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Go to our webpage at ESPNSuperstation.com and get your entry in for a chance to win fabulous prizes from the Doug and Daddy Show in 2008. North Carolina, Kansas, Memphis, UCLA, Georgetown, or a dark horse. Who's your pick to win the NCAA Tournament? Simply log on to ESPNSuperstation.com and get your entry set for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 40s. Northwest winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low in the year 26, with a west wind of 5 to 10, up to 53 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Stephen A. Smith Show here on ESPN Radio. Stephen A. Smith. 2 to 3 every day right here on ESPN Radio. Derek making fun of Stephen A. during the break there. This is Stephen A. music. It's unbelievable. Hey, lunch is going to be coming up, whether you're bebopping out at 11:30 or noon, or whether you're going to be out all weekend long watching NCAA tournament games. You want to watch a men's game here, a women's game here, an NIT game there. You want to watch the NBA over here. You want to watch a spring training game there. Where do you go?
Chicken Coop.
Chicken Coop!
Great pizzas. So many flavors of wings. You get angry at the TVs, you play Buck Hunter. It's a new
thing. I had a drunk Italian and some, the Jack Sauce wings yesterday.
Lovely.
Outstanding.
So good. Great food and drink specials every night. They've got lunch specials every day. There's not a bad seat in the house to watch your favorite sporting event. And, of course, it is the final week of Lent, and with all the fish on the menu, you cannot be afraid to come in anytime, especially on Friday. Fish sandwiches, three cheese or three pepper quesadillas. Had one of those last week. The oregano veggie, seven cheese pizza. They've got tilapia, shrimp, grilled salmon. All comes with sides. Great appetizers like the pub pickles. Also had them last week. Onion rings, breaded cauliflower. Chicken Coop wants you to stop by. Check out all the great things that they have on the menu. Great pizza, great wings, ribs, salads, burgers. Check it out. Chicken Coop there for you during the NCAA tournament, which begins tonight. Mount St. Mary's Coppin State. Daddy, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take Mount St. Mary's. Although there have been some sub-500 teams that have had some success in this play-in game getting to the tournament, but Coppin State, I don't see being one of those.
Well, they were 4-19. Now they're 16-20. That means they've won 15 of their last 16 games. Something tells me Coppin State's on a roll. Look out, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, as you heard in the break there, Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We're already on pace to break last year's record for number of entries, well over 100 at over 300. Get on today. All you have to do is go to our webpage where you can do so many things now. You can catch the Doug and Daddy podcast. Yesterday, if you didn't catch Dave Van Horn or Tony Hobson or Mark Bauer, head wrestling coach of the national champions, or Daryl Morris's preview for the spring football for the Lopers, or any of the great interviews during this great time of the season, you can check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's. You want to blog? Daddy gets up and blogs every once in a while. Give us your thoughts on the NCAA tournament. Maybe you don't like to come on the show. Maybe you're a blogger. You can do that as well. You want to vote on the Prairie Hills poll in one question? You can do that. Which number one seed will advance the farthest in the tournament? And actually, it's a pretty close race. Well, it was early this morning. North Carolina wasn't running away with this. Everybody had votes out of those top four seeds. But you need to sign up for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Just click on the big ESPN Tournament Challenge at the top, the banner on the homepage there. And the group name is Doug and Daddy. Doug and Daddy.
Password is winner.
Password is winner. Then all you do is fill out your bracket, Dom-o-nate. Dom-o-nate. And you can get some great prizes from Hogan's, from Golf USA. We've got more rolling in. The folks tell me today that we're going to be putting on the program, so just want to let you know about that. Coming up on the program, Steve Karp from Las Vegas to talk about UNLV, and also Elton Alexander out of the Cleveland Plain Dealer to talk about Kent State.
Looking forward to that as more teams roll into Omaha. Obviously, a lot of excitement going on in Omaha. A lot of Creighton people had an opportunity as season ticket holders to buy up those seats early and often, and then you know, it'll be interesting to see the situation down there as far as scalping goes, if there will be tickets available or if it will be a little bit lean down there out on the streets and following the action, as we're going to take it all in on Thursday.
Huh?
We're going to take it all in on Thursday.
Really? You think? It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. Hey, I want to touch on a couple things here because we're going to talk a lot of basketball in the second half of the program. Hastings College softball team won a pair of games in the first day of the Tucson Invitational yesterday. Two more today. Hastings baseball team loses 18-8 to Oklahoma City. They always go down to Oklahoma, play bigger teams, get thumped, come back, and usually do well in a conference, although they're not picked that high this year. They'll play again today against Oklahoma Christian at 2 p.m. for the UNK baseball and softball teams. You may wonder, well, why is the baseball team scheduling a game and then the softball team saying they can't play because of weather? Well, talk to the people in Hayes. UNK was going to play West Texas A&M, get some regional games and get some quality softball games in today, meet at Hayes, Kansas, and play. But because of weather, they cannot play down there. A lot more rain going on to our south, so they can't play. But baseball should be nice today. 1 9-inning game against Dakota Wesleyan. That gets underway at 4 o'clock at Memorial Field. So if you want to go check out Damon Day, Seth Swoboda, the Loper baseball team, Griff Watson, our number one catcher, out there dominating today against Dakota Wesleyan at 4. Of course, Nebraska baseball and ESPN fans, 1550 ESPN is going to be carrying a majority of Nebraska baseball starting today at 105, 1230 pregame. Check it out from Haymarket Park, Hawks Field. ESPN 1550 will be doing that. Here on ESPN 1460, because we don't have the rights on ESPN 1460, let's just get that out of the way right now. That's why we have it on 1550. But on 1460, you'll be able to catch. What are you going to catch, Derek? The Stephen A. Smith Show!
Stephen A. Smith. Hey, everybody! How you guys doing? Stephen A. in the house. Hope y'all had a good St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hopefully everybody survived. We got Eric here. Eric on the line.
Eric, what's going on?
What's going on, Eric?
Oh, well, they make fun of us all, don't they? Daddy, and one thing I know that you want to know before we go to break, and we got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. Hastings and Kearney soccer teams are rated. I talked to Scott Steinbrook last night. He wants to know when we're talking soccer. Kearney boys, preseason number 4.
Whoa!
Hastings boys, 9th. Grand Island Northwest, 10th. And B, girls class B, Hastings is 7th.
When's the state tournament?
That is so cruel. It's in May. I didn't even respond to him with that. Come on. I didn't even respond to him with that.
Oh, just having some fun. Just funning. But if you want to see Michelle LaFontaine on ESPN Deportes, you get your soccer update today.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk UNLV Hoops. They come in to play Kent State, and the winner of that's going to get Kansas. We'll talk about that with Steve Karp from Las Vegas right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We thought it might be a good idea to get the boys together to do a little singing. You know, to add a little glitz and glamour to the show.
There's no business like show business like no business I know.
You'll be comforted to know that we've since decided to take her easy in the old glitz and glamour department.
Tony Stewart, what's it like to bump draft at 200 miles an hour?
See for yourself. NASCAR Hot Pass, only from DirecTV, you get 5 different camera angles so you can feel what it's like to trade paint with the boys. And live team audio lets you hear us complain about our cars all race long. And the best part, you don't have to hold it in for 400 laps.
For $40 a season, NASCAR Hot Pass only from DirecTV puts you behind the wheel with Tony Stewart and your other favorite drivers. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com.
Sports subscriptions sold separately. Hardware and programming required and available separately. Offer ends 4/16/08. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray that smell must obey.
Obey the spray! Obey the spray!
Get fresh and no longer smelly, belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe deodorizing body spray.
Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Looking for a Cummins diesel? How about this one-owner 2006 Dodge 3/4 ton Bighorn Edition Crew Cab 4x4 with only 20,000 miles, or an extra nice 2006 Malibu LT. 34,000 miles with sunroof, spoiler, and just owned once. Call Brian or Dan at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 for the cars, trucks, and prices you want. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Ah, spring. Nature's gentle way of screaming, let's party! And what better way to enjoy Mother Nature's big party than on a new Yamaha motorcycle or ATV from Kearney Yamaha? The guys at Kearney Yamaha have 2008 models in stock and priced right. And hey, with gas prices expected to hit $4 a gallon, you can't afford not to check this out. Don't forget, Kearney Yamaha has changed their hours for the season. They're open until 7 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sunday. So help Mother Nature get the spring party started and save big money now on all 2008 model Yamaha motorcycles.
Hi folks, this is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 40s. Northwest winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low in the year 26, with a west wind of 5 to 10, up to 53 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox, the Dent Popper home of the Armor Lining, whether it's a truck bed, boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart. Can't wait for that season. Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. That's right. I also said they can Armaline your boat, Daddy.
Well, I tell you what, we just got our first email ever from the state of Wisconsin, I believe.
Wow. Listening in on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, John says he listens to podcasts all the time. He says a friend and I caught 9, 16 to 19-inch walleyes, one 16-inch sauger from the Mississippi River yesterday. Also release 22 and 24 inch, plus a number of smaller walleyes. Size limit is 15 inches. None for Saugus. Just to let you know, there's more than basketball or baseball to life right now. Been listening on the net. Thanks for that email and a little bit of an update from Wisconsin.
John, thanks. Yeah, no. See, really, there isn't. There isn't more than baseball and basketball right now, people, and we're going to talk more basketball as we keep with that fishing theme. I'm sure he loves the segue. Steve Karp from the Las Vegas Review-Journal joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk Running Rebel basketball. Good morning, Steve.
How are you guys? Nevada. Well, unless you go to a restaurant that has a Wisconsin theme to it.
What's that, Steve?
I said you're not going to find too many walleye floating around in Nevada. Let's go to a restaurant in Vegas that has a Wisconsin theme to it.
That's a very, very good point.
Which, by the way, does exist. There's a place called the Draft House, which is owned by a former Wisconsin football player who is no longer with us, but he had a chain of restaurants that cater to Wisconsinites, and walleye is on the menu.
Well, we'll have to check out the Draft House next time we get out to our favorite city.
Email the guy back from Wisconsin and tell him, you know, if he wants to come to Vegas, he can get a taste of home.
Well, I tell you what, he's going to have to leave his fishing rod behind because I think there's other things to do in Vegas, including take a look at the big board for this NCAA tournament. I want to start with the big picture, Steve. Where's the early money going out there? Who does everybody else think North Carolina's the favorite? Because I'm not seeing a lot of people, surprisingly, at least nationally, pick North Carolina.
Yeah, they're the betting favorite. I think they are 3-1 or 7-2, if I saw the paper correctly this morning. And I think the fact that they have the easiest path to San Antonio of all the top seeds, you know, staying in the state and it's not a very tough bracket in the East. My feeling is that people are probably thinking, well, it's the path of least resistance, and so let's bet on them.
Steve, obviously you look at the other number one seeds. Many people picking the number one seeds all the way out. That's probably not going to happen. Do you have a team out there that's a sleeper?
I think the Big East has a couple of possibilities with Louisville, with Pittsburgh, and with Georgetown. And I think the three of them are pretty competitive. And I think when you look at the brackets, they've got a shot to go deep into the tournament. Everyone thinks Memphis is vulnerable. I think Kansas is somewhat vulnerable. And it wouldn't surprise me if Pitt were to get Kansas when they get to Detroit. And, you know, just kind of looking at it, I just kind of started getting into it late yesterday afternoon that it just seems to me that, you know, Pittsburgh, well, actually Kansas is opposite Pitt, so I'm not talking about Kansas, I'm talking about Memphis maybe getting upended by Pittsburgh if they don't get beat earlier because the free throw shooting might do them in. But I think Pittsburgh's got a shot to do some damage, and I like this Louisville team. I think Patino's got all those guys. I saw them here in Vegas in December or November when they didn't have David Padgett and Palacios. And they struggled a bit, but now that they got those two guys back playing, I think Louisville's capable of making a deep run. And Patino's a good tournament coach. And, I mean, he's taken three programs to the Final Four. That's a pretty good run, pretty good record. And, I wouldn't discount them. So I don't see the 4-1s getting there. I know on TV all the so-called experts were picking all four number ones to make it to San Antonio. I just don't see that happening. It's too much parity in college basketball and too many things that happen in this tournament on an annual basis to preclude that from happening.
Steve Karp from the Las Vegas Review-Journal joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Steve, let's talk a little bit about the Running Rebels, a team that maybe has started to be pointed in the right direction again, coming in second in the Mountain West Conference. And I'm not hearing a lot of talk nationally about UNLV. Fill us in on this team that they're bringing to Omaha that plays pretty darn good defense.
Well, it was really supposed to be a transitional year because they lost the five seniors and four of them which started. And a lot of people here in Vegas were hoping that they could just be kind of competitive because next year's team is going to be very good. They've got two guys redshirting who are going to start. And they have an excellent recruiting class coming in. So everyone kind of was writing this year off, but then and then they lost two players early on. A third was kicked off the team after a DUI in early February. So they are not what you would call a deep team. But the guys who are left, the seven or eight guys who do play regular minutes, are a pretty cohesive unit. And I think, you know, this may be Lon Kruger's best coaching job. You guys are probably familiar with him from his Kansas State days, and you probably even followed him at Florida and Illinois before he went to the NBA. But this, of all the years he's been coaching college for 22 years, this might be the best coaching job he's done because he had so little to work with. They've got one legitimate big-time player in Wink Adams, the junior guard, and everybody else is either a walk-on or an undersized guy playing a different spot. They're not, like I said, they're not very deep. They're kind of playing an Iron Man basketball kind of game with a short rotation, yet they're finding ways to win because they defend well, they're well-coached, they're well-prepared, and they execute the game plan, and everybody understands their roles.
Do people in Las Vegas know anything about Kent State and what they bring to the table in this opening round matchup?
They probably, if they watched the Bracket Buster game at St. Mary's a few weeks ago, yeah, they probably do know something about Kent State. And before Kruger got the job in Vegas, Jim Christian's name had come up in conversation as a possible replacement for Charlie Spoonhour. Huh. And but Christian was, you know, early in his tenure at Kent State, and he wasn't really looking to move on, especially to a job that had all sorts of issues at the time, like UNLV's. So some people are kind of familiar with Jim Christian. They're not as familiar with his team. But I've seen them a couple times on TV. They're very similar to UNLV. They're kind of scrappy. They're not overly big, but they do have a couple of guys with some size. And they've got, you know, a couple of guys who could play. I mean, they got the defensive player of the year, the player of the year, and they had four guys like all back. So they can't be too bad. And, you know, it's a typical 8-9 game. It could go either way.
Steve Karp from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Last question before we let you get out of here, Steve. Does UNLV, I mean, can you see these guys playing the second weekend at all? I mean, can they get through two games? Do they have that type of team? I know you told us that basically they've got one star and a lot of guys that go around them. That doesn't sound like they match up well with these two ball clubs that they could potentially face.
Well, if they play Portland State, they match up very well. But let them get by Kent State first. If they play Kansas in the second round, it's you know, it'll be like the pros versus Joes kind of a thing, you know, with Kansas with all these All-Americans and Vegas with you know, all these kind of regular guys who might be intramural type people in Billy Packer's mind. But you never would discount Lon Kruger's ability to spring the upset. Nobody gave him a shot last year when he played Wisconsin, when Wisconsin was a 2-seed and Vegas was a 7. So, And given Kansas's track record the last few years in the tournament, since Bill Self took over for Roy Williams, I wouldn't discount anything. In fact, if whoever wins this game, I think if assuming Kansas does get by Portland State, which they should, I think Kent State or UNLV would have a legitimate shot to upend them in the second round. I'm not saying Kansas is the first team to go out, the first number one to go out. I think that honor will go to Memphis because I think the free throw shooting will do them in. But I do think Kansas is vulnerable, much more so than UCLA and North Carolina. So nothing would surprise me. I've seen plenty over the 20 years I've been around this UNLV program. But I think they got a tough assignment beating Kent State, guys. I mean, it's going to be a real challenge to get by the Golden Flashes.
Steve Karp, Las Vegas Review-Journal. Steve, thanks so much for the time.
Nice talking with you guys.
Take care. Steve, thanks so much as we continue our preview and our coverage of the teams that are coming to Omaha for the NCAA tournament. Also on tomorrow's show, we're going to talk Cal State Fullerton for sure tomorrow. We've kind of covered Kansas and Kansas State today. There's UNLV, Kent State. We're going to keep working. John McBride, athletic director from UNK, is also going to stop by the studio tomorrow to talk about what's going on with the Elite Eight. And that field is set, Daddy. And we're going to talk about that field right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Jeans you can sit in. Is that too much to ask? New Lee Relaxed Fit jeans fit, really fit, even when you sit. Finally, jeans you can bend in, drive in, meet the guys for a beer in, fall asleep on the couch in. New Lee Relaxed Fit jeans are guaranteed to be your best fitting, most comfortable jeans ever. So comfortable, you'll forget you even put them on. You did put them on, didn't you? Made you look. Lee, get what fits.
Quiznos presents the Prime Rib Ranchero. Ranchero! Slices of tender prime rib! Piled high with fire! Roasted! Poblano! Peppers! Tangy chipotle mayo!
And pepper jack cheese!
Cheese and mayo! The bold taste of prime rib ranchero, a sandwich this over the top deserves a commercial. This over the top!
Quiznos, love what you eat.
At participating locations for a limited time only.
I'm Doug Good with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm will hit the road for three consecutive games starting this weekend when they head to Lincoln on Friday. Then it's off to Cedar Rapids to skate on Saturday. The Storm returns home on March the 28th. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be taking on Charlotte in the first round of the NIT tomorrow night. The Wednesday game will be shown on ESPN Classic at 8 o'clock. Creighton starts the NIT tonight when they have a 9 o'clock tip-off at the Quest Center taking on Rhode Island. The Nebraska women's basketball team will have their first round game in the NCAA tournament coming up Sunday morning at 11 a.m. against Xavier. The game will be shown on ESPN2. The Nebraska wrestling team is at the NCAA championships in St. Louis, Missouri this weekend. In baseball, Hastings College continues their spring break trip in Oklahoma today. UNK will take on Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon at 4 and then welcome in New Mexico Highlands Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the Nebraska baseball team will host Arkansas today and tomorrow at 1:05. And that's a Sports Minute.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area today with high temperatures into the upper 40s. Northwest winds will stay from 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low near 26, with a west wind of 5 to 10, up to 53 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Thanks, guys. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number you need. You can email us anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get into the Dent Popper inbox. ESPNSuperstation.com is where you can sign up for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Also coming up, we're going to catch up with Elton Alexander, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. But as I said, the field is set for the Elite Eight. But before we get into that, Daddy, some unfortunate breaking news here. Things just not going to end well this year for the Tri-City Storm.
No, it's just been announced defenseman Ryan Peltoma has been dismissed from the team for violating team rules. Head coach, general manager Bliss Littler stated, Ryan has been released from our hockey team effective immediately for violating one of the team's rules. I'd like to thank Ryan for the time he spent here and wish him the best of luck in the future. Peltoma played in 53 games this year for the Storm. In those 53 games, Peltoma had one goal and five assists, totaling 6 points. So Peltoma,
Derek, you're our Storm announcer. How will this really affect the team more than numbers wise? I mean, they're out of the playoff hunt. They're trying to play out the streak. He's not been lighten it up, but I know that that's a name that a lot of folks recognize.
Yeah, he hasn't been lighting it up, obviously. One goal, five assists through this through 53 games this season, but he was kind of one of those role players that the Storm had, and they're down on numbers anyway right now. They had six scratches their last game, and most of them due to injury. One of them was Pierre-Paul Lamoureux. He had to sit out because of three misconduct calls this season, so he had to sit a game out for that. But most of the other ones were injuries, so this kind of just depletes the team a little bit more and makes all those guys on the front three lines that are having to go out there in and out, you know, a couple more line changes a game, a couple more shifts on the ice, and a little more wear and tear on those legs.
Well, you know what? Here is your Troutman's Tuesday trivia. I'm going to go with the Elite Eight here. What do you think? Is that okay? You know what? Maybe I can't do this. Maybe we've had this already before. Let's just do this. I think this was already an answer. Alaska Anchorage, who UNK beat earlier this year, has made the tournament. They will take on Franklin Pierce. Their whole team. They're going to take on their whole team, Daddy. That's the noon game next Wednesday. I'm already rooting for Anchorage, by the way. The Seawolves, 29-4, were one of the teams that ended a perfect season in the regional final last night, knocking off Seattle Pacific 50-44. In the Northeast Regional, Franklin Pierce down Holy Family University 88-71. They were 32-0 going into the game. Nighty-night, you're home. The only unbeaten team coming in will be Delta State. They'll play California of Pennsylvania. That's the 6 o'clock game. South Dakota did win last night, Minnesota State. So they'll take on Washburn. The two closest teams will play the finale at 8:30 next Wednesday night. And the one game that we skipped over there, Northern Kentucky against Wingate at 2:30 next Wednesday. So 12, Alaska Anchorage against Franklin Pierce, 2:30 Wingate against Northern Kentucky, 6, Delta State against California, Pennsylvania, 8:30 South Dakota versus Washburn. And we'll talk a lot more about the Elite Eight coming up. It's always interesting to find out about the mascots. So no team that was here last year has made it this year. No team.
None. Do you have a Troutman's Tuesday trivia on that?
Well, I thought we were going to talk to Elton Alexander. I'm throwing Derek for a ride there. We're going to talk to Elton Alexander from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, hopefully here in just a second. I think we got through all the day's sports that we wanted to get through. Just a reminder, Nebraska baseball on ESPN 1550 is coming up here at 105. And don't forget that the weather is getting nicer, but it is still not great. You may want to check out the Prairie Hills simulator. Go out today, get 18 holes in, play virtually any PGA golf course as you get ready for the warmer weather, and they are ready for the warmer weather out at Prairie Hills. You can check out the membership options right now. They're very low, very low, very low. They'll take care of you. Come meet the new owners, Kurt, Curtis, and Nick. See the new clubhouse, feel the new attitude. They've had some problems with the hole-in-one contest, so they're going to postpone that until the weather definitively gets nicer, where they're pretty sure that at least even if it rains, it's going to be warm.
They apologize for that. Nothing they can do. They just want to make it nice for you.
And so that's what's going on. But check it out today, the simulator at Prairie Hills Golf, 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Prairie Hills, still hoping that you'll come out and check out their new attitude and the new clubhouse at Prairie Hills.
Well, Doug, we get back to NCAA basketball talk, and we're going to be joined right now by Elton Alexander from the Cleveland Plains Dealers. He's rolling into Omaha today. Elton, how's your drive so far?
Misty and foggy, man. So tell me what I'm coming to.
Well, it looks like it's going to be typical Nebraska weather, although, since we'll be inside most of the time watching the games, looks like 50s and a little sunny, at least for a couple of the 4 days of this tournament. And I know that you guys are coming out hoping to stay more than just one day.
I'm sure they are. You know, they're pretty excited. This is a pretty young bunch. Even though they do have a lot of experience, probably the core of their team's a bunch of sophomores. So, like I said, they're pretty excited. This will be their first experience in a NCAA tournament.
Elton, talk a little bit about Jim Christensen and the success he's had in the past and what that will enable this team maybe to relax a little bit.
You know, he's a unique guy. He's probably had, I'm sure you guys, if you cover them out there, cover Creighton, they've been out there with a couple teams. And they're all different. Of all the coaches that I've dealt with over the years, he is one of the few guys that he doesn't mind changing up. I mean, he's had teams that can run. He's had teams, big teams, small teams, fast teams, slow teams, shooting teams, defensive teams. You know, whatever he's got in his pocket, he's going to use. So he's pretty unique in that regard.
Well, we just talked with Steve Karp out from Las Vegas Review-Journal about UNLV. And we're chatting here with Elton Alexander, the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Give us the inside here about this ball game. Initial reaction, this looks like a team that UNLV holds people down. They like to not maybe get into a run-and-gun style of game.
That doesn't bother Ken at all. My personal opinion is, you know, I think they're a little bit better team at 66 RPM than 78. So I don't think that'll bother them much. They defend on the perimeter and defend the real athletic inside, and they'll go from there. They don't particularly score a lot on the block, but everything else they do pretty well.
Elton, this is a team that's went out and beat St. Mary's. They beat Illinois State. They've also handled George Mason, also played North Carolina. Their RPI is 21, so they have been tested this year.
Yeah, they within their league, the league is split into divisions, and within their league, on their side of the in the East Division, there were three other top 100 teams. They went 5-1 against them. And like you said, they have been tested, and I mean, you guys are in Omaha are familiar with good mid-major basketball. They've been tested by good mid-major teams, so. You know, just because you don't see a USC or a UCLA or a Kansas on there doesn't necessarily mean that they aren't capable of playing with those people.
Elton Alexander, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Elton, people have been already, I think Sunday already, you know, when Kent State comes up, oh, yeah, that's a team that made it to the Elite Eight a few years back. Is that something that they want to talk about or not want to talk about as they come to Omaha?
They don't run from it, but, you know, and again, you were talking about Christian earlier. You know, he does a good job of getting these guys to say, hey, make your own identity, but, you know, establish your own benchmark. This team this year has done a lot of things that, you know, there's a lot of talk back our way about which is the better team, this one or the Elite Eight. And if you measure them by regular season, this one by far is better than the Elite Eight team. The Elite Eight team hung their hat on the NCAA tournament, although they were 17-1 in the league, but you know, in non-conference, man, they did nothing. So, in that regard, I mean, certainly nothing compared to this team. So, in that regard, this team is head and shoulders ahead of them.
Elton, talk a little bit about Al Fisher, the MAC Player of the Year, and kind of a wild story about how he ended up at Kent State the first day before school started is when they got him.
Oh, yeah, and that's not unusual. He's about the fourth or fifth player that's come through there they've recruited like that, including Trevor Huffman, who was on there at Elite 18 and is their all-time leading scorer. They have a history of getting guys like that where they don't necessarily do the traditional recruiting. They need a guy. They do their homework. They do a lot of film work. But it's not like they've sat in the AAU gym for 3 months, you know, babysitting the guy. If they find somebody that fits their profile, which is a little unique, but if they find somebody that fits their profile, and I mean, Fisher only averaged, 8 points a game in junior college. And he only averaged, I think, 4 or 5 points a game when he was at Siena before he left for junior college. So, to expect him to come in, the guy they were expecting to be their offensive firepower actually comes off the bench now, and Rashad Woods, who was a big time recruit when he came out of high school and went to DePaul initially. So this was a complete surprise. I shouldn't say complete because they knew what they were getting. They'd done their homework, but I don't think they necessarily expected him to be as dominant as he was, because he hit big shots and big games.
Elton, before we let you go, what many fans want to know is, and I said Sunday when this matchup come out, I like Kent State moving on to the second round. People are filling out their brackets. You consider Kent State a favorite, even though you might have a little homer issue with covering them on there?
I'm not. You know, I grew up in Kansas City, and I'm a big Lion Kruger fan from I'm probably dating myself because I saw him play at Kansas State, so I'm not as quick as some to dismiss the Running Rebels, but I haven't, quite frankly, done my homework yet. Like you say, I had to do a couple things yesterday, Kent State-wise, and as you know, I'm driving now, so I'll do a little bit more homework this evening. But I'm sure. I mean, they're 8-9 for a reason, and you know, they could probably be 9-8. So I'm not going to say which is better right now, but I'm sure it'll be a great ball game, and you know, sure wouldn't mind seeing the Flashes win it.
Elton, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning.
All right, thank you.
Hope to see you in Omaha, Elton. Elton Alexander from the Cleveland Plain Dealer joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and that takes us to Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy has the question.
Well, we just spoke with Elton Alexander from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Talk about the Kent State Golden Flashes. Where is Kent State located?
That's what you came up with. I need city and state. Derek needs city and state. Derek needs city and state. Where is Kent State located? City and state. Where is Kent State located? City and state. 1-888-455-ESPN for a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Let me tell you what. We're going to be giving away some more things here in the next couple of days, and we want you to get in on the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. All you have to do is go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, when you do that, all you have to do is check on the Tournament Challenge. It's Doug and Daddy is the group name, Doug and Daddy group name, and the password is Winner. Winner, W-I-N-N-E-R, Winner.
We had one email that said that password was not working. Well, more and more people are signing up literally by the hour. It's one of those situations. W-I-N-N-E-R.
You know what that makes the emailer?
Yeah, a loser.
L-O-S-E-R. We have a winner. Nice question.
We do have a winner. Bill from Kearney knew it was Kent, Ohio. We had guesses for Dayton, Ohio as well.
Well, we have went long again today, and we appreciate everybody sticking with us. Tomorrow on the show, John McBride, athletic director from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, will come in to talk about the Women's Elite Eight. As we said, that field has been announced. And, again, that will be Alaska Anchorage taking on Franklin Pierce in the first-round game. They won the Ravens won the Northeast Regional Final in Philadelphia. Then it'll be Wingate against Northern Kentucky, Delta State against California, Pennsylvania, and South Dakota. South Dakota will be taking on Washburn. Also tomorrow on the program, we're going to be catching up with Janice Carr, find out a little bit about Cal State Fullerton as they come to Omaha to take on Wisconsin.
Yeah, usually when they come to Omaha, I wonder if Kevin Costner will be coming on this trip.
Ooh, they're here for baseball. Now they're back. I wonder if that's a downer for some of them at all.
By the way, we announced it here first. Defenseman Ryan Peltoma dismissed from the Tri-City Storm this morning.
Want to thank Elton Alexander, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Steve Karp, Las Vegas Review Journal, Brady McCullough, Kansas City Star to talk NCAA basketball in Omaha. We will see you tomorrow. Get signed up for the Tournament Challenge, folks, and enjoy the rest of your day.
1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!